William's Happy Days by Richmond Crompton. Read by Martin Jarvis. William and the School Report. It was the last day of term. The school had broken up, and William was making his slow and thoughtful way homeward. A casual observer would have thought that William alone among the leaping, hurrying crowd was a true student, that William alone regretted the 4 weeks of enforced idleness that lay before him. He walked draggingly, and as if reluctantly, his brow heavily furrowed, his eyes fixed on the ground. But it was not the thought of the 4 weeks' holiday that was worrying William. It was a suspicion, amounting almost to a certainty, that he wasn't going to have the 4 weeks of holiday. The whole trouble had begun with William's headmaster, a man who was, in William's eyes, a blend of Nero and Judge Jeffreys and the Spanish Inquisitioners, but who was, in reality, a harmless, inoffensive man, anxious to do his duty to the youth entrusted to his care. William's father had happened to meet him in the train going up to town, and had asked him how William was getting on. The headmaster had replied, truthfully and sadly, that William didn't seem to be getting on at all. He hadn't, he said, the true scholar's zest for knowledge. His writing was atrocious, and he didn't seem to be able to spell the simplest word or do the simplest sum. Then, brightening, he suggested that William should have coaching during the holidays. Mr. Parkinson, one of the junior form masters who lived near the school, would be at home for the 4 weeks and had offered to coach backward boys an hour a day. It would do William, said the headmaster enthusiastically, all the good...